From NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Jasmine Garst. Spanish poet Antonio Machado once said, "Caminante no hay camino, se hace el camino al andar." Walking traveler, there is no road. You make the road as you go. This week's show is kind of like a musical journey. All of the songs are about traveling. So I hope you can join us in our voyage. This is Alt Latino.
You know, this artist, Chancho Villacircuito, always takes us on a musical journey.
I really breathed a sigh of relief when I found out that he's back with a new EP. This is called Semillas, or Seeds. And his last EP, Rio Arriba, to this day, is just one of the most mind-blowing records that I own.
It's the way he mixes in all these different influences from all over Argentina and that Southern Cone area. It's just fascinating, and this record is no different.
And what's interesting is, this is not from Argentina, the song, originally. The name of the song is Dero Politiza. Dero Politiza is a Greek polyphonic folk song, and it refers back to the period of the Ottoman occupation in the 15th through 19th century. And it's a lament by Greek Christians about the forcible conversions. And he's remixed it.
Amazing. Amazing. Such a big fan of that guy, man.
Chancho Villacircuito, he got his DJ name because he used to ride this train into Buenos Aires, into the city of Buenos Aires every day, which is called the La Chancha, the train, because it kind of looks like a pig. And I find that interesting because all of his songs kind of have this train ride like movement, you know. And he says he would come up with these songs as he rode the train, and you can really hear that motion. And I also think it's wonderful that he chose a lament, because all of his songs are also voyages, but they're laments. And I've been thinking a lot about how one of the privileges a lot of us have, you know, living in a first world country, is that when we think of voyages, we think of vacations and things that are pleasant. But for most people in the world, a voyage can be something very terrifying and full of lament, because you're leaving somewhere, you're becoming a ghost, and you're heading to the unknown.
So a voyage without return.
Yeah.
As opposed to a voyage and you're going to come back.
Right.
You know, the other side of that too is that it's, you know, when you do take a voyage and you're going to come back, there's also that possibility of, like, discovering something about yourself
that will change you forever
in that journey. Mm-hmm. So that, you know, there is a little bit of lament of leaving maybe something you liked behind, but, you know, actually discovering something about yourself in that process.
What do you have next?
A new track from another one of our favorite DJ producer soundologists that we like to call. This is El Lado Negro and a new track called Dance Ghost. He's another one of these musicians who we're very, very fond of, specifically because of his, again, his sonic journeys.
Mm.
You know, the last album, God, it's got to have been like 2 years ago that he put out. He had locked himself into a cabin up in the Northeast, maybe Vermont or something like that, I remember. And it was just everything that he heard while he was locked away in that cabin. And obviously, that was a big journey of the mind for him, and this song from an upcoming new album again still has that magic for me. It had ethereal, floating, but very, it draws you in.
It sounds a lot like El Lado Negro, but it's very different. It's, I think, a little more melodic and danceable than his older stuff.
Could be, yeah. I can hear that.
I like that phrase, there's no one home, just the ghost that dances on his own.
Thank you.
I'm very intrigued by the name of the band that you brought next.
Mexican Dubweiser, as opposed to Budweiser. He is a DJ out of Monterrey, Mexico, and he's relocated to Los Angeles. He's worked with a lot of musicians, Kinky. He's worked with Bajo Fondo, the band from Argentina, even Acordia, Celso Piña, a lot of different musicians. He's got a very fascinating take on rhythm and dance music. And this is a new track from him. It's called Trouble in My Soul. See if you can recognize this song, that it's a cover of a song from the 80s.
Well, I like it. I don't know what the song from the 80s is.
It's a band called Faith No More.
Yeah, I've heard of
them. And this is their song called Trouble in My Soul. And I have to admit, I didn't recognize the song.
Neither did I.
And I didn't. It's, you know, me in the 80s. You know how me in the 80s are. I didn't really pay attention. And I recognized the name of the band, Faith No More. But honestly, I wouldn't know their music if, in a situation like this. So when I selected the song and I heard this thing, it taught me a lesson. It's like, you know, I really need to go back and pay attention a little bit more, because there were a lot of songs, a lot of bands that had really good songs back then, but I just dismissed everything and I was a little too judgmental. And just something like this helps me go back and rediscover what I miss. I'm sure there's a lot of stuff I won't have anything but there's some stuff that I really need to go back and take a look at.
So talk to us a little bit about that brass we were hearing.
You know, it. I hear a little bit of mariachi in that.
Yeah.
You know, just in the way that it's, just in the tonality. And then, of course, there's this, like, a slow, plodding, almost reggae beat with the acoustic guitar. What he did was he took all these different elements, like a lot of these guys do. He took all these different elements and sort of reformed them in a way that I have so much respect for. And really enjoy hearing stuff like this. So, Mexican Dubweiser, good job.
There's such a restlessness to that song. I mean, beyond the fact that he's singing Trouble in My Soul, there's a trudging, marching on restlessness. And I think there's also something about when a man with a very masculine, deep voice sings a lament, like he's about to crack, that is particularly moving.
Because it's such a formidable presence, and to have that formidable presence just completely wiped out, brought to its knees.
Yes, yes.
It's just a powerful, which is what emotion does.
Yeah.
You know, it's just the force of a tornado, of a wind, of somebody physically as big as this person probably couldn't bring him down, but the heart, the soul, when it hurts, you just bring him down.
You can hear it. I think that's something that makes, you know, a lot of blues singers so appealing, you know, with those vocals that are really obviously very strong and sturdy and weathered voices, but that are just in a lot of pain. It's a little like watching this beautiful monument just collapse.
Or across genres, really. I mean, some of the bolero singers or the great mariachi singers, some of those singers, they have these monumental, like almost operatic voices, but they're weeping like little children for some reason or another.
Well, speaking of restlessness, our next singer is from Puerto Rico, and he is very restless. This is AJ Dávila singing Animal.
That was an abrupt change of styles. We forgot
you jumped back a little.
Forgot to warn the listeners about that because we were in a different spot. AJ Dávila is from the band Dávila 666.
Correct. This is going to be his solo project. He's still carrying that Dávila 666, so much like punk restlessness and angst and fury.
Right.
And this solo project, I'm really looking forward to it. The collaborations on it sound pretty spectacular. He's going to have Alex Anwanter on from Chile, Juan Cirerol from Mexico, that kind of Mexican Johnny Cash guy.
Sure.
Las Robertas, Mercedes Oyer from Las Robertas, all names that alt Latino listeners can really look forward to.
I'm looking forward to hearing more of this, honestly. I'm liking that retro sound to it, almost like a 60s power rock thing.
Yeah, with that syrupy, very hip-hop syrupy voice in the background.
It's interesting. I want to hear more from him. I like that.
Well, we'll definitely tap into his solo record when it comes out. Some of the best voyages you will ever take might begin with you ripping a map into shreds and going wherever it is you need to go.
Wherever you want to go, right.
This next song is called Torn Maps, and it's by a band called Bosnian Rainbows. Let's see if you can identify the main singer. Go! Torn maps of the Atlantic Ocean. Once held, the
Okay, I cheated because I looked ahead of time. I'm excited about this band, Bosnian Rainbow's Terry Genderbender.
From Les Bucharets.
We really, really like. And Omar Lopez Rodriguez.
Rodriguez Lopez.
I'm sorry. Guitar player who I'm just such a big fan of, even if I can't get his name right. I'm a big fan, man, really, honestly.
I'm obsessed with this song. You know how once a week there's one song on our show that I got obsessed with?
I didn't notice.
This song makes me just want to tear a map and go on the road.
You know?
And just drive aimlessly till I get to Mexico.
That's not aimlessly. You have a point of your destination. You know, very quickly, I did that once. I once took a round trip from the U.S. to Mexico City, and my only goal was to go to the main train station there and get in the shortest line and see where it would take me.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, and I ended up going to getting the midnight train to Mérida. And I spent
that was a week also another era in which you could actually do that.
Like our late 80s. But it was, again, a torn map. Like wherever I go and met wonderful people, saw amazing things. With no destination other than, let's see what's next.
Felix, who knew? Que romantico.
It was fun. I had a good time. Almost as much fun as listening to this song.
I'm a big fan of The Police, and I did definitely feel like there was like a Police vibe to that song.
There was a little bit, yeah. I mean, and sonically, there was a lot of different other stuff. I don't know, a little bit of Rush. You know, I mean, he's such a great guitar player, and he's got such... He reminds me of a guy that plays with this band called King Crimson, a guy named Robert Fripp, where he plays guitar, he immerses himself in guitar, and he layers all these different sounds and orchestrations with the guitar. And his songs are based on guitar rhythms, like the way you would move your hand. I'm just mad, mad, mad love for that guy.
Yeah, you know what's great about Omar Rodriguez Lopez and about Terry Genderbender is that they're both extremely productive artists. I mean, especially Omar Rodriguez Lopez, I don't even know when this guy sleeps. Like, he has produced an insane amount of material recently. It's pretty astounding. But it doesn't all sound the same.
Correct. Right.
And she's also very capable of doing that. She doesn't always sound the same in every project. And for an artist, you know, I think that's one of the biggest pitfalls of of artists, that you can just build a career on always sounding exactly the same. So flexibility it's pretty amazing that such young musicians have so much flexibility.
Lots of good stuff. I really like that. I like that. Good show. good show.
This is a great show.
Yeah, I really like it.
Oh, we're awesome.
Yeah.
I love us.
No, it's the music. We're just here. You know, the music would be good even if we weren't here, you know?
It's been a good trip.
Yeah, it is. It was a nice trip today. We want to remind you that you can hear all of these songs in their entirety on our website at npr.org/altlatino.
And don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We always keep the conversation going there. And we have really interesting conversations that go beyond music. We talk about culture. We talk a little bit about politics, experiences. Just keep tuned.
Also, don't forget, because we have to say this every week, because we want to remind you, please check out Alt Latino Radio 24/7. Every song we've ever played on the show in one glorious loop at npr.org/
one glorious yeah. npr.org/altlatino.
One glorious loop. It's true. It's
true. No, we're pretty glorious.
The music is. I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Jasmine Garst. Thank you so much for accompanying us on this journey.
This has been Alt Latino.
Oh, you beat me to it. This has been Alt Latino.
Oh, this has been Alt Latino.
Yeah, this has been, what?
I'm turning the sound off, bye.